If your girl only knew, because half of y'all is really already in a polygamous relationship, y'all just, you know, ain't established it yet, you know. So let's go ahead and play another song real briefly, briefly, briefly. I'm turned up. Can y'all tell? Welcome. It's Spicy Friday, so you know we're going to have a real great conversation. Damn, this week went by really fucking fast. Okay. Well, we can go ahead and get into the song now, but like I said, tonight's going to be a great topic. If you would like to call in and participate on this lovely Friday night, 646-716-8991. Let's go ahead and get to Dr. Dre. It ain't nothing but a J thing, baby. Yay, yay. Hope you're picking them up to find a job. Yeah, we're going to work
so we can grow up and be just like you. Hey, y'all going to the picnic today?
Yeah, thought you knew.
Mm. Hey, Snoop!
What up?
Hey, what's up, Dre? I heard you know I missed the bomb.
One, two, three, and to the four. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope, ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Before I have to pull the strap off the cut,
give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble, cause ain't nothing but a G-thing, baby. Two low-down out G, so we crazy. Death Row is the label that pays, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fade this.
Hell,
but
yeah.
Back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'm a lad, I'm understanding. From a young G's perspective, and before me, they got a trick, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man, and learning her man, and at the same time, burning her man. Now when she burning, I'ma chill for a minute, cause ain't no loving good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hookers and hoes know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that. It's like this and like that and like this, and
Drake creeps to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping, but I damn near got kept, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seatbelt. You've never been on a ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro at the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know and I know I pull some old funky shit,
yeah,
to add to my collection. The selection symbolizes dope. Take a soak but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this and like that and like this, and it's like that and like this and like that, and it's like this,
and we ain't got no love for soul.
So just chill till the next episode. Back on that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard greens. It's the capital S O S oppression, double O P, D O double G Y D O double G. You see, showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic, pimping hoes and clacking a grip like my name was Dolomite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for another one of those G hits. So Drake,
what up, dog?
We gotta give them what they want.
What's that, G?
We gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping.
City of Compton.
It's where it takes place, so a national attention. Mobbing with the dog fans.
Bow, wow, wow.
dropping a funky track that's making the suckers just mumble. When I'm on the mic, it's like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, then you're bound to get smacked. My little homie Snoop Doggy Dogg has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your woman wanna trip, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I tock. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when we see you win in the city they call Long Beach. Putting it straight together like my homie D.O.C. No one can do it better
like this. That and this and it's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
Then we ain't got no love for Zoe.
So just chill till the next episode.
Oh, okay, perfect. You just gonna work today. So welcome everybody. Make sure everything's working. Y'all can hear me everywhere. Cool. Welcome, welcome, welcome everybody to the Diamonds Radio Show. It's the hostess you all love and adore, to fly. Welcome everybody to Feisty Fridays. Ooh, to fly. What you got in store for us today? The fans want to know. What I got in store for us? We're gonna talk about polygamy. You feel me? We're gonna talk about polyandry, you know? I mean, we're going to talk about polygamy. We're going to talk about men having multiple wives, women having multiple husbands. You know, just we're just within the community. It's going to be perfect. So why are we talking about this? Because I know y'all want to know. Well, it's because y'all, this is what y'all want to talk about. Y'all, I asked y'all, you know, fans, what is it that y'all want to talk about? Everyone told me they wanted to talk about polygamy. And I think it's funny that within the black community, this topic comes up a lot. For some reason, I don't get it. I just don't get it. I don't know why it's like a topic of interest for our people, but you know what? Whatever. We're going to go there and we're going to talk about that. So that's what we're going to talk about. Sorry, I'm getting the YouTube together. Just to let y'all know, this is not like no, okay? This is not like no, like, real deep shit where I did, like, a whole bunch of research. This is just really just opinion-based because it's just, I mean, it's funny. This is what people want to talk about. So like I said, we're going to talk about it. So I'm just getting shit together. Y'all know. Here we go. Okay, cool. Everything working. So, peace, everybody. First and foremost, let me say shout out to my daddy. It's his birthday. 65 today. Damn, my daddy old. But shout out to my daddy. Happy birthday to the king of the house. You know, first man I ever loved. First man to teach me what a real man is, what a real king is. You know, and he's just one of the most hardest working black men I fucking know. And I've made it my mission to make sure the rest of his life is as enjoyable, as comfortable, and as easy as possible. You know, 65 and you're up there, daddy. So, love you. That's for my dad. We're having a party tomorrow. That's going to be fun. Also, I got my picture set for my photo shoot. Woo! Beautiful. I didn't get all of them back. I only got a couple. But so far, beautiful. Shout out to Cordelia and her photography skills and editing skills. I felt like a little princess. All right, let's get started with the topic. So, polygamy within the black community. Let's go ahead and just get out the way what it is, okay? Maybe some of y'all don't know. Maybe you're new to what this is. And that's okay. We can work with you. So, polygamy. I'm going to just read the definitions that the white man says what polygamy is, and then we're going to talk about what we're doing in the black community, and then we can talk about how do you feel about polygamy. Is you with it or not? And then you can call in and voice your opinion. I will be here from 8 to 10 p.m., so you got about 2 hours to listen to me. Okay, polygamy. According to Google, Google says it's a state of marriage to many spouses. involves marriage with more than one spouse. When a man is married to more than one wife at a time, it's called polygamy. And then when a woman is married to more than one husband at a time, it's called polyandry. So that's the difference. Polygamy is just being married to many spouses. But what I find funny is black people, correct me if I'm wrong, don't we already practice polygamy? Just we're not married? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. No shade to nobody, but a lot of women out here, you know, got multiple baby daddies, and a lot of women out here got multiple men. Same thing for men. A lot of men got multiple kids with multiple different women. They out here fucking with multiple women. You know, so in a sense, that's still polygamy because it's just you're not actually legally married. And in the United States, you know, it's not legal. Anyway, so that's that. But isn't it cute? I mean, let me know. Call in, definitely. Let's have a discussion because when I look around here, I see nothing but people practicing polygamy. So for people to even have one set opinion on if they fuck with polygamy or not, I just think that's really awkward because I'm just like, I mean, most of y'all is in a polygamous relationship. Whether by choice or not, it don't really matter. Most of y'all are. That's just that. So a lot of people are going to be wondering, you know, well, what's the purpose of polygamy? Well, most people would say, especially for the black community, it would be, I guess, normal or natural, I guess, however you want to look at it, for, you know, men to have multiple wives or multiple women, you know, that are having their, you know, carrying their seeds, having their children, helping them build their empire, et cetera, et cetera. But let's keep it 100, people. We can't even afford to take care of our children out here. You feel me? We can't even afford to take care of our damn selves. You know? So that's just really weird. How can we talk about polygamy? And on top of that, I'm just trying to figure out, you know, when it came to polygamy back in the day, it was a sort of, in my opinion, just from what I, you know, looked upon and saw on YouTube and read about, it was, you know, because it was necessary because either there wasn't enough, you know, kids being born, there was more women than there were men, you know, financial reasons, economic reasons, you know, reasons that I could say, okay, it can make sense. But in today's society, let's just keep it 100, family. What is natural to a lot of us So what's natural, what we're not supposed to be doing, what we're not supposed to be practicing, and how we're not supposed to be thinking, and et cetera, is not what we are, what's not normal to us. So even though it's natural, it's not normal. Normal, in my opinion, is something that, you know, people just grow accustomed to. We have normal lives, especially if you go to school, you go to work. Especially if you have a schedule Monday through Friday, that's something normal. That's a routine. You know what you're going to do every day. You don't know how the day is going to go, but you know you're going to get up at 8 o'clock and you're going to have to be at work at 9 and you're going to get off at 5 and you're going to get home at 6. That's a normal routine. That's not natural. Natural is having the ability to just be free and being able to do whatever you want when you want to in regards to you don't have to necessarily be bound to in regards to time. You're not bound to a clock, you know. Our natural being, you know, things that go on within our body. I tell women all the time, if anything that's painful, periods, cramps, you know, menstrual cycles, anything that's painful is not natural. So us going through these things, and I will stick by it, and I'm still doing my research on it fully, but just common sense tells me anything that is natural should not hurt. Or if it is natural, then what else am I doing to cause it to be painful? You get what I'm saying? So that's just how I think. To me, natural, and when I think of natural, I think something that's just natural, that just naturally happens, that doesn't require too much effort, that isn't painful, that isn't emotional, it just happens. You know, what's natural is for us to think. We naturally think. Do we naturally talk? To me, I don't think so. To me, I think we've learned to just normally talk. But I don't just naturally just, you know, talk. It's in my mind first. So in my opinion,
we naturally think things. We, you know, that's our that's something that's natural happens because there'll be so many thoughts within our head that sometimes we can't even pinpoint the thoughts. We just, we get lost in our own things, you know.
Can you go downstairs?
No.
I'm too loaded to go downstairs.
Okay. Okay, well, tell, what's Daddy doing? Daddy can't get it?
Gosh.
I'll go get it for you. Give me a second. God damn. My parents is turned up, okay? My, it's my daddy's birthday. They are really turned up. Yeah, I can't really just leave that fast. She really want me to leave right now. I'm sorry, y'all. What was I saying? I'll go in a little bit. So, yeah, so it's back to the whole polygamy situation. It's just crazy because we already are practicing these characteristics of what polygamy is. It's just we are not actually married. That shit's fucking weird. So for the women, especially when I hear women say, I would never. I mean, I was like that. But I just feel as if, like, the opinion is just, there's no need for such a strong-ass opinion about it. If you don't fuck with it, then just don't find you a man that don't fuck with it. Like, it's just common fucking sense. Most, you will attract what you want. So if you are into that, you want to be a sister wife, you know, or you want to be a brother husband. That sounds funny. But if you want to be a brother husband, you know, you will find those individuals that want to participate in that as well, and you can grow, you know. But my thing is, you men and you sister wives out here trying to pimp off of social media to find new wives and stuff, and y'all be trying to get these real young girls that don't fucking know no better, and you try to indoctrinate. Yeah. I don't want to use that word, actually. But you try to brainwash them into believing that this is something that is natural, or this is something that is needed. I mean, my thing is this. Most cultures we see that have this polygamy standpoint, their women get treated like shit. That's just the truth. Look at a lot of the culture. You can look a lot of that shit up on YouTube. I've seen a lot of those shows. I'm really intrigued by this type of lifestyle, and it's like that's weird how they treat their women, you know. And then you very, very rare see men. I've seen a couple of men in the Indian culture. I forget exactly where in the mountains, but somewhere in the Indian culture where, you know, a woman has three husbands, and all she's doing is taking care of kids while they are working all day and going to get work and going to whatever it is that they have to do. So in my opinion... When we're talking about polygamy, I just don't feel as if it's that important for people to even sit up here and have such a strong opinion on. If you like it and you're with it, cool, find someone who's with it too. But if you don't like it, then just make sure you don't get somebody that's like that. I mean, it's as simple as that, but also do not allow people to brainwash you into thinking you should be about that life. If that's not something that intrigues you, then fucking don't. Some women, you know, are okay with that, and has nothing to do with being confident, has nothing to do with being selfish. It's just real. Real is fucking real, okay? Me, as a woman, do I want to be a sister wife? No, but if it was necessary for my black people, then okay, I would probably think about it. How fucking ever. I'm different, and I'm unique, and I'm very, very rare, and I'm very aware of that. Therefore, any man that gets me ain't gonna want to share. You don't want nobody else. I'm going to have it all. There's the only other need, in my opinion, for people to even go and want to get into that relationship is if they just grew up about the life and they want to be about the life and they can finance to take care of that type of lifestyle. That shit's expensive. And then just like what? Like, what is the exact purpose? Like I said, a lot of people say it's to build an empire, you know, to have your own little tribe, your own little community. And that's cool. But in 2016, this new generation coming up, my generation and the generation coming up after me, where are you practicing it? And it looks like to me, I mean, people are getting along. It's working. Look how many, you know, single women out here that got multiple baby daddies, or how many men out here got multiple baby mamas. That's a polygamous relationship. You can't just take care of your kid. You still got to take care of that mama, too. That's the mother of your child. You're just not living with them. So it would make more sense to bring all your baby mamas, all your side chicks, all your girls together under one roof. It brings, you know, the bills down a little bit more. So So I get it for the men when they want to do that, and women too. But my thing is this: don't, you know, get on women's heads if they want to do it. Because my thing is this: if it does get to be something that, you know, the black community is going to get behind, and we all go support them, we're going to be about that life. Well, I need me three husbands, okay? I'm not even kidding. I'm laughing. But I'm serious. If we're going to be about this polygamous shit, then okay. Y'all, because y'all know me, I'm easy. I'm real easy to get along with, okay? I'm real easy to understand. I can understand you. I'm just like a cool, down-to-earth chick. So if y'all want to be about that and we all can get behind that, cool, I need me three husbands. Tupla, why you need three husbands? Because I got shit I need to get done. And if we're going to use the excuse that polygamy is going to be something that we need in order to economically grow, then I need me three husbands, because all the ideas I have for myself and where I'm trying to go and the things I got planned, one man can't financially support all of that. And if he got two other women that is just as, you know, enlightened as myself and just as motivated and determined to get shit done, how we gonna get our shit done, baby? Mm-mm. No. I still strongly believe women are supposed to be, wait for it, be able to sit at home and raise the kids and teach the kids and help guide you, men, to your higher consciousness state. And I think you may be able to be out here protecting and providing for us. But in 2016, this is no longer the truth, people. This is just really how it is. So you have to adapt to the now. So adapting to the now is why women are out here going and getting an education and going to get jobs. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, you know, but you shouldn't be out here working hard. You shouldn't be at no fucking warehouse. I said, when, why are you working at a warehouse? See, that's when you start... Yeah, we're not going to start going into that, but you shouldn't be having to work in a warehouse. You shouldn't be having to do no hard, strenuous work. You're a woman. If anything, you need to go be a teacher somewhere. You need to go, why? You know, for this whole, well, I'm a woman, I could be just the same thing as men, but you weren't built to do the same shit as men. See how you weren't meant to play sports. You were not meant. Women, I said it on the Diamonds Radio Show. You were not meant to fucking go play sports. That's not for you. That's for men to get all their fucking energy out, okay? For them to get all they, you know, they anger out when they mad. You know what I mean? It's a man thing, you know? It helps them to grow up and learn how to protect and provide for people. It teaches them, you know, things they really need to learn in a way that they can learn. They need that physical one-on-one contact or, you know, teammate environment where they got a coach and someone motivating them to get them where they need to get in order to protect and provide for us as a community, especially if they don't want to listen to us women and have us women help guide and lead them. But I get it. Women don't listen to men either, so I see why that dynamic is the way that it is. However, you know, back to the topic at hand, it's just something that I think, you know, men and women have roles, and I'm going to do a show on that sometime this week. But men and women have a role, period and point blank. What is natural for the man to do and what's natural for the woman to do is no longer normal. Men were naturally supposed to be playing sports, football, and shit. Now you got women who want to play fucking sports in little bikinis and shit. That shit's not sexy. That's not cute. Wow, these women are fucking turning out lesbian and gay shit because they're starting to do things like men. When you start acting a certain way, you're in a certain environment, you start to portray what you're used to seeing, hearing, or being around. So when you take these little boys to the nail salon with you, you take them to get your hair done, you have them sit around you with all your girlfriends while y'all gossiping about how niggas ain't shit, you have them listening to Beyonce in a car with single ladies and shit like that, have them watching these girls and shit all on a motherfucking YouTube twerking with their asses out, you wonder why they're turning out here gay. Well, it's a couple of reasons. One of them being because it's something in the motherfucking water. It is. And the other reason is it being the fact that you're around this type of environment, so you start to think that it is okay and normal for you to do those things like the women, and no one is correcting you, telling you, punching your ass in the motherfucking chest when you get up there dancing like Beyonce and shit. You're not going to fucking learn. That's why women are delicate and men are fucking out. That's just the fucking simple way. You don't handle women the same way that you handle men because women go through different things than men go through. There are roles. You cannot play both sides. Men are women. Men, you stop. Stop trying to do women's hair, trying to do women's makeup, trying to be stylists, taking the jobs from the little young black girls out here. Supposed to be doing that shit. They're supposed to be doing that shit when they're in fucking high school and make a little extra money on the side, you know, proms and graduation pictures and stuff like that. They're supposed to be the stylists and hair people and the makeup artists, okay? Not you gay faggots. Yeah, I said it. Y'all get on my fucking nerves. Because even, we're not even going to go there. We're going to have to do another show on that, too. Let's wipe that one off. That's the topic, though. We're talking about polygamy. If you would like to call in and voice your opinion, please do so. The number is 646-716-8991. You can press 1 if you would like to speak on the topic. If you don't want to speak, you probably want to listen. That's cool, too. You can just listen, okay? Press 1. I will bring you online, okay? Let's see if people in the chat room think I got something to say. Grace Dawson says, hello, I personally don't believe in polygamy works. And off topic, did you watch the movie Cheaper by the Dozen? And if so, remember the part the boyfriend gets his underwear soaked in meat and the dog bites his crotch? I haven't seen that, but okay. Yeah, some people don't feel like it works. What's up, Bam? How you doing? What's up, Melanite? How you doing? What's up, Levi? Hey, I haven't seen you. How you doing, brother? Haven't seen you in a while, Levi. Welcome back. Serena Sexton, though, I'm sharing this. You should share this, but definitely, no, Serena still is sexy, but look at how her body's built. Her body's not supposed to be like that. Like, this is why when girls want to go work, I mean, who talks about this a lot? Phil Valentine, I believe. He talks about this a lot in regards to The Wounded Womb, which is his book, and some other different lectures he's done. But he talks about one of the main things I love that he always says is when he's like, oh, you know, women aren't supposed to wear pants. And at first I was like, but why? Because pants make my booty look cute. You know what I'm saying? But, no, he was like, you know, you're not supposed to. It's the reason that girls, you know, skirts and they're free and things like that. For one, you don't need to put, I'm sorry, your yoni, you know, exposed. The reason why it's open is because it's supposed to be able to breathe. That's the reason. But it can't breathe if it's stuck in fucking underwear all motherfucking day. And if it's stuck in fucking pants all fucking day and jeans and stuff all day. And when one of wives uncomfortable and they got yeast infections and shit. And I got so many shows I got to do. We got to talk about the womb and the yoni women. We're going to do some shows on that too in the future. My face is breaking out. But, yeah, so there's a reason, like, he's saying there's a reason that we're not supposed to be wearing, you know, pants. It's the way that men walk, you know, and it's whatever. I forget the real reason why for the women, but I know for women, our yoni is supposed to breathe, okay, and it's all clumped up. And this is why I always tell women, I don't like wearing underwear. I don't like wearing bras. I like to be free. I, for the most part, I like to wear skirts and dresses and stuff that's just free. It allows my stuff to just breathe, okay, because it's just the truth. You know, it needs to. And a lot of women, you know, they do these things. They want to shave their shit all the way off and use wax and razors and stuff. That's not fucking safe. It's not fucking safe. Chemicals, waxing, and none of that shit is safe. Now, the natural thing is to trim with some scissors and call it a fucking day. The normal thing now is to get it waxed, get it shaven, whatever, you know. Damn, I be getting off topic, whatever. Everything I be saying is necessary. But you just be mindful, women, you know, wearing pants, okay? I'm not saying, you know, maybe you got to wear pants sometimes, but then I got to be tight so your booty and shit is showing. Let your shit breathe, okay? And you'll see you'll stop fucking having problems with your stuff. I'm just saying, women, okay? But, yeah, we got to talk about gender roles, definitely, because women just forgot how to be women. And even me, myself, sometimes I grew up around nothing but men, and I did a lot of, like, boy things growing up. So a lot of the times I was in a situation where I just came off very masculine and very just aggressive, you know, too aggressive, where, you know, men were like, that's not attractive, like, girlfriend, you know. And I used to work out a lot, too, and I was getting real toned. And I was just like, I just, I don't know. That's just not for me. So that's that. Like I said, if you guys want to call, please do so. 646-716-8991. The topic of tonight is polygamy. We got a caller. Area code 678. You're live on the Diamond Radio. So what do you want to say to me?
Polygamy is bad. It's real bad.
You said polygamy is bad. It's real bad.
Oh, yeah, it's terribly bad. It's the worst.
Yeah, what do you say? Why do you say that?
On a scale from 1 to 10, polygamy is like a 9. Polygamy is like bleh, 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 my Count Dracula voice.
Okay, and why do you think that?
I'm playing. I don't really think that.
I know. So, how do you feel about it?
Usually I say, if you want to do it, then do it. But I know that you have one of your psychologist friends who's always on the phone, and she would counter that by saying that is immature and ignorant. But, you know, people will do.
No, she wouldn't, because that's the truth. Some people, in my opinion, take certain things to heart because that's just what they're into. That's their interest, you know. For people like me and you, this is not something of interest, and this is not something that it's really, you know, we care about. But we're talking about it because a lot of other people want to talk about it. So this is for them, you know. But I feel you. There's nothing immature or ignorant about that. That's the damn truth. There's certain things we care about. I care strongly about certain things, and there's certain things that I don't give a damn about, this being one of them. I care more about homosexuality within the black community than fucking polygamy. You know what I mean? But, hey, like you said, brother, I don't care if you do it or don't. But go ahead and add whatever else you want to.
If it's for me, it's possible for me, but it's not something that I'm aiming for. I already have my hands wrapped up, you know, my attention span, my focus for one woman, but to have like two or three, I mean, anything, almost anything is possible. To speak on it further, I would say this, you can use it economically to your advantage. If everybody's producing something, whether it be money or some type of product, then it does speed up the production scale of things. But mm-hmm. at the same time, people are already doing it unofficially. It's just that not enough people are taking responsibility for their particular actions, or the court makes them take responsibility, which is equally as bad and such. So, yeah, with the polygamy thing. Oh, I am too selfish for the polyandry thing. I can't even do that at all. Like, somebody's got to go. Somebody's got to leave this planet. Like, I'm not sharing my wife.
Look,
I'm not sharing my wife with multiple husbands. One of us has got to go.
Look, I'm just saying, okay, if the men are going to be about that life and that's what we go, you know, commit to in the black community, hey, I'm all for it. Let's go. I'm not going to divide us, but I need me three husbands, and I think I'm unique enough to have it. Not all women can, you know, deserve three husbands, okay? But I think I deserve at least three, you know? I don't think anything more than that, but three, you know? Each one of them got their own house for me, and, you know, As I see fit, I'll go spend time, you know. But hey, if y'all with it, I'm with it. But I gotta have me three husbands, okay? I'm just saying.
Okay, so what you're suggesting is that they don't live in the same house.
Oh no, I mean we could, but I mean me, you just get, you know, just get a little small little house and a 1-2-bedroom house, you know what I mean, each person. And then I just, you know, only because I know how men are so competitive, and I don't need all that, you know, competitiveness in the same fucking house. I just don't think we can live in the same house. I just don't. I think we just need separate houses. And, you know, they do that in the, what culture is that? One of the cultures, I think the Indian culture, where the man got, you know, multiple wives, and he got each one of them wives, you know, their own house. I mean, that's my thing. If you can financially take care of us and we can, you know, grow together, cool. You know, but I've seen a lot of the other cultures, these young, not these young people, but these men that got the multiple wives, they got their own everything, okay? They just got to live in different houses. The only difference is one may get more time with the man where the man going to sleep tonight. That'd be the thing, you feel me? So that's why I said I would need my husbands to all have their own house as well, because you know, I don't need that. I don't need you trying to peek up in the bedroom when I'm with the other man. I'm just saying.
Hey, if they they're down with that, then whatever.
I doubt it. I mean, it's not no real man would ever be down for that. I would have to get like some simp sucker. But you know, it's nice to think about if that ever happens. But I don't think this will ever be something that the black community will ever fully get behind 100%, because I think we are already too conditioned, even as conscious ones, we already are too conditioned. Maybe if back in the day when we saw more of it going on, it would be normal as we're growing up, but it's not normal for us. And if it is natural, we're already in this state of mind to where we haven't seen that before, and that's a little too much to grasp. Like, is that natural? Is it not? Let me just not even fuck with it, because it's not, you know, it's not of relevance. At least that's how I see it.
Right. Yes. Totally. Yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah.
He's funny. Okay, y'all, so if you just tune in, we got about an hour and a half left. What are we talking about? We're talking about polygamy. But y'all know me, I go, like, all over the board. We talk about so much shit at a time. But the main, you know, topic is important, because I feel as if, why are people having these conversations on Facebook and y'all are so fucking angry? Like, y'all are really fucking angry at the fact that people are being about this life. The only thing that I get mad about in regards to any type of polygamy is y'all out here trying to, you know, pimp out your wives to go get some more sister wives. I mean, damn, why do y'all keep searching? And then the women, I think it's just so weird that the women that are about that life be on social media. Like, I just wish I could find me a cool, down-to-earth sister wife. Like, why is that your most inner wanting? Why do you want, what the fuck? That don't sit up here and think about no man, and I'm never sure not thinking about another woman for my man all fucking day, okay? I'm thinking about real fucking shit. I believe we don't need to get into that type of relationship. And on top of that, for one, marriage alone is just some fucking bullshit anyway, okay? Especially the European marriage. It's supposed to be a ceremony of two conjoining families in souls as one, and et cetera, et cetera. So the whole marriage shit is bullshit any fucking way. So fuck what America and society says if it's legal or not. It's not about that. It's just, excuse me, it's just about what the hell you want to do. Okay. Like brother said, it can be a financial gain. If you can get a financial gain from that, then cool. But a lot of people, like I said, it's not normal. And I don't see how that, I don't see why we need to do that when we have family. Why? I mean, I guess some people are alone and they don't have any family. But my thing is this, me, I have a really big family. I have a really, really big family. And I was adopted as a child. So I have other family, you know, on the other side as well, okay? And if I have an idea and I tell them all this is what we're going to do, we're going to put our shit together, we could just do it within the family. I can get my real sisters and my real brothers and my real family members to participate in these things. I won't need to go get, you know, other people and be in a, you know, polygamous relationship, whether you're a man or you're a woman. I don't know. I don't think it's that important. But I do think that a lot of the times black people, we don't realize that we are living a polygamous lifestyle. A lot of us are. You know, a lot of us are fucking multiple people at a time. You know, a lot of us are, you know, talking to multiple people at the same time. You know what I mean? So definitely the white man says polygamous basically is, you know, having two or more spouses, but I'm just going to say partners, you know, and then the black people are doing that a lot. And whether you want to admit it or not, or whether you are forced to be in one or you don't even fucking know, most of the community is in a polygamous type of relationship. And that's okay. Probably only going to do an hour tonight. Because, I mean, that's really all I have to say in regards to this topic. There's really nothing else to say. Like, if you for it, cool, go be about that life. If you're not for it, ignore it. Like, ignore all the other bullshit that doesn't concern you and doesn't pertain to you. If you think it will help you financially, then that's cool, too. Do that. You know what I mean? But a lot of people don't I just don't feel the need. I just feel like my issue with this is stop trying to be out here recruiting other motherfuckers that was never about the life in the first place, okay? Like, and stop trying to hide behind it as a way to just fuck on multiple fucking women. I mean, you women are stupid anyway to deal with a man who can't financially help take care of you and what and the kids that you may have or that you already fucking have before you met them. And he ain't got a plan for you, women. That's what's wrong. Especially these older men. Like, that shit's just fucking wild to me. I've been sitting here like, you got a lot of young women, you know, in your little police relationship. I don't even think they understand what they're doing and what they're going through. And it's not for everybody. It ain't got to do with if you're selfish or confident. It just has to do with the simple fact of, are you going to use this to your advantage, and are you going to utilize the fact that, as a man, you got three women right here, which means you should be a powerful fucking man. Three women, three black women? Oh, you should be fucking powerful, brother, okay? But that's that. So if anyone has anything they want to add or any questions, comments, or concerns, like I said, I'm probably going to do an hour of the show, so. Okay, so again, if you want to call in, the number is 646-716-8991, okay? I'm talking about polygamous relationships. I see we got what we have. Another person on the line. Let's see if they want to say anything. And if not, I'm really going to end the show because I don't really have anything to say, and I'm tired as fuck. Area code 702, you're live on the Diamonds Radio Show. What do you want to add to the conversation?
Peace, Goddess. You know, I just called in to listen and get your point of view. You should know who this is.
Yeah!
So you should know who that is.
I do. That's funny. I can't. Y'all are funny as fuck. Yeah, we were just talking about it. Basically, I was just saying, in regards to polygamy, I just don't care. I think if it can, you know, economically, if people can make it work for them, cool, y'all gonna make this shit work. But the only polygamous relationship that I'm gonna be in is if it involves me having three husbands. That's just my personal opinion, okay? So how do y'all feel about that? How do y'all feel about polygamy?
She says she only gonna do it if she involves three husbands. I just told him that. Me personally, I'm just curious about it. That's all. It caught my interest.
Are you interested in it?
It's a good building tool.
Do you think that that'd be something that you maybe get interested into in the future or something that you want to practice?
It might be, but it would be for a certain purpose. It wouldn't be just to have multiple wives. I would do it for building purposes, not to just be over here having more than one wife. So I can't. Shit, having one wife would be hard enough. Having one girlfriend is hard enough. So for these dudes out here trying to get into polygamy and don't know how to handle one woman, it's retarded.
It is kind of crazy. But I also think in order for that to be worth as individuals, black women are going to have to be honest with themselves. And they're going to have to understand how to deal with another woman on their quote-unquote territory. And I don't think, in my opinion, that women are mature enough to deal with that in today's age. I think, you know, men can financially, you know, help their family, you know, build an empire through that. But I don't think most women are mature enough to deal with that. And if they do agree with it, it would be because they're trying to please the man and it's not because it's something they actually want to do, you know?
Yeah, well, I feel it goes both ways. I don't think a lot of brothers are mature enough to handle that situation.
Well, the reason why I said yes is because a lot of people tell me, I guess I am what I attract. And a lot of the men that I know that are just my friends, they got multiple kids with multiple different women. And not only is their kid taken care of, but the mama taken care of as well, and so is his mama, and so is her mama. So when I see these black men out here in these types of relationships, so to speak, they got multiple kids. They're just not living in the same house. I think, well, then, shit, The men must have got, I mean, they must have figured it out. I mean, you know, I don't know if the women are in this quote-unquote relationship knowing. There's other women are knowing, you know, exactly the, what's going on. But I just see a lot of black men lately, especially where I live, that are in a situation taking care of their kids, in the baby mamas, in their mothers, and sometimes the in-law. And I think that's just commendable. And I think, I don't know, that's just what I personally seen.
Well, that's great, but it would work even better if they all came together and lived under one household, because then they can work as a team, work as a unit. So in their case, it would work for them, but it depends on if other females know about each other.
Yeah, a lot of them definitely, knowing my friends, don't think a lot of them know it, but I still commend them on being able to take care of everything, you know, so... Like I said, when it comes to polygamy, I mean, if it works for you, cool. Me personally, maybe I will mature one day and be on some, you know, this will be financially gaining for me. But I'm such a unique individual. I got this. I don't need no other woman to help me build my empire or help me with my man. Like, I got it. And it's not selfish. It's just, I got my man. Don't worry about me, my man. We're going to be okay. Me and our empire. I mean, us and our empire.
Yeah, it's not for everybody, that's for sure.
Have you seen on social media when I'm talking about how there's these older men and they have these young women in these relationships, and it's like you see them all the time searching for sister wives, so to speak. They always be like, I wish I had a sister wife. We need another girl, but she can't be XYZ. And I'm like, why are you putting yourself out there like that? Like, you seem thirsty for another woman to come in y'all little weird polygamous relationship. Do you see that on social media, or I just follow weird people?
I've seen probably one or two, probably, but not as much as you've seen. But to me, that's just them trying to please their man. It's not really what they want.
It don't sound,
if they're trying to see what they want and what they don't want, it's not for them. Because that's not the purpose. Shaka said he went to a convention.
Wait, what did he say?
He went to a convention.
A convention? A polygamous convention?
Yep.
Oh, my God, they have those? I want to go.
Hold on. Hold on.
Yo.
Shaka.
Hey. Diamond Radio.
Hey, bro. Fantastic. How you doing? Y'all sound like y'all pushing iron over there tonight.
Yeah, we, you know, he called in. We were just talking about the show.
Look at y'all. That's great.
Yeah, just because, you know, we don't be all in the videos. Dancing. We support you all the way, though.
No, I appreciate y'all. My brother's in Vegas holding it down. Two of my favorite brothers.
I promise you just wake up and be like, I'm going to do a show today. You don't tell nobody nothing. It's just be, in 10 minutes we're doing a show. I'll be like, I'm about to get me some ass, goddamn.
You are so set up. I am such a free bird. It's like I will create the show an hour before it even starts. Come up with the topic, the concept, everything, just within an hour, and be like, all right, y'all, I'm going live in 10 minutes.
Yep, that's what you do, though. You know, but
we're still here.
Well, shit, that's all that matters. Like, I'm going to be more active, but you got to give me a schedule or something.
I promise you, everybody keeps asking for a schedule. I'm going to make a schedule next week, and I will make sure I send it to everybody. So, you know, y'all will have
please.
A schedule in the times. I promise, okay?
We understand you're a free bird, but all of us can't be free birding. I'm like,
I know, because y'all be out there on the ground putting in work. You was just in Texas. You want to talk a little bit about what y'all was doing out there in Texas and the positive things that happened out there?
We can talk about the positive things. The negative things, you know, yeah. But positive, I got to meet with over probably like 200, 300 people that's actually trying to do work. And you know, you could just tell they just need that guidance. They don't have it, as far as, you know, it's an organization out there that, you know, say they for guidance, but they're not guiding the people right. So they're really ripping off the money. But our people need guidance, because there's a lot of people that, you know, they want to do the work, but they don't know where to start. So that was a beautiful thing out there. I would actually move out there just off that.
Man, so out there they got a lot of folks out there ready to move.
Yeah, it ain't just talk either. They're ready. They just need that, you know, that structure. They don't know what to do.
Right. Okay, that's good. That's good to hear. Y'all hear that? Texas is booming. Okay. I've been hearing about Texas for a minute, though. They have a lot going on, but this is like, people take this as a reminder. When you start wondering about finding a new job and finding a new house, a new apartment, somewhere new to live, look at the areas of the young Black people that are doing things, because we need as much support as we can, and we're too spread out around the country. We all need to be within the same place for shit to get done, so what we're doing will spread and be contagious for other cities and other states. But it sounds like I've been hearing for the last year about Texas. So maybe we need to be thinking all of us, who cares about the shit, moving out there, getting our shit together, trying to get chances of jobs, find new jobs, buy land, you know, start building businesses out there, you know, take some of these online businesses off the internet and actually put them into a location, maybe in Texas. We need to talk about these things, and we need to actually create a plan. And it's something that I'm going to work on. So if you're interested in that, hit me up. We'll figure out something, y'all. We can figure it out. We trying to get to Texas. I'll go to Texas. If y'all going to Texas, I'll go to Texas. I'll go with my people home. But need to get out of the West Coast. Need to get out of Cali. That's for sure.
Oh, you need to get out of there anyway. That shit about to be under the ocean in a few years.
Underwater.
Right.
Okay, for real. I've been trying to get out there. Texas is the move, people. You heard it here first. That's where we going to go. So start getting ready. Planning your stuff. Right. But how do you personally feel about polygamy, Shaka? Go ahead and let the fam know. They would like to know.
Polygamy is not for me. I don't knock it. I've seen the good things behind it, but I can barely keep up with one woman, as far as, you know, being there, you know, mentally, you know, spiritually, you know, attention wise, you know, nursing, you know, the protector, you know, how can you protect two or three women when they're not going to be in the same area at the same time, you know, so as a protector, you know, it's like, you can't protect two women, and then the kids, and then, you know, it's like, that's just me, you know, but I look into it like, it does, but it's like, nowadays that, the polygamy stuff is just looked at as, you know, they want side chicks, you know. I guess you want to say pussy on Monday, pussy on Tuesday, pussy on Wednesday.
Right.
You know, if that's what you're in it for, then you're in it for the wrong reason. But,
exactly.
You know. Nah, I can barely do one. But I'm keeping 100, you know. So that's a task. Like I said, I went to a convention, though. It was dope. It was dope as fuck.
It was like a polygamous convention?
Yeah.
What the hell? And we're in Vegas?
Nah, this was in Phoenix.
Whoa.
And they had everybody from, you know, the Africans that's in America, as far as me and you. They had Africans from, you know, the continent that moved over here. So it was like,
wow.
You know, and what surprised me was the women were more organized as far as what they wanted. And, you know, they were looking at me like, you the protector. I'm like, I'm just here. I'm just looking. They were beautiful women. They were beautiful women. Anybody else would have took that deal. But I was just like, man, you know what I'm here for.
Right. It's not normal. It's not something that, you know, we're used to. And on top of that, people, when you're used to something like that growing up in that type of lifestyle, you also are prepared for it. So you are prepared at a certain age to take on multiple wives and have a plan. We're, it's not normal for us, so we've never been prepared for it. So for us to get into it now, it's kind of like it's going to be really hard because we were not taught that, we weren't raised that, and you have to have a different type of preparedness, have multiple spouses versus just having one, which is what we've just been taught, especially here in America.
Yeah, my fear is not being able to protect both in the gear. So I said, you know, you at work, you know, but you don't hear that a lot. That don't, you know, that don't come into the equation. But if I'm at home with one wife and the other wife at work, and something pop off where, you know, I think drastic as far as, you know, with the phone lines, power lines being cut off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now we don't have connection. You know. One wife is gone now. So.
Right. And what if you ever had to choose, too, on top of that? Like, what? You know?
Right.
Like, I'd be thinking, like, y'all know I don't fuck with polite at all, but I'd just be sitting here thinking, like, what if you in Hollywood with Kylie Jenner turning up in the club and your other wife just needs you and something happened, but your wife with your other wife turns the fuck up? What you gonna do? Like,
yeah,
like, you just gonna leave her? Like, you know, and then what if you got to choose? You know, what if something's going on with both at the same time? What? I just think that just, I think that
I'm
it's much easier to prepare for shit, you know?
I'm gonna go on record and say this. I like one of Polite's wives better than I like the other one. Put that down on the record. Polite, if you listen to this, if you don't want the side one, I do. Go ahead and hand it over.
Sucker's so crazy.
she don't be in none of the videos, none of the pictures, nothing. I'm like, shit, you don't want that one. You just doing something.
Right. I know what you're talking about now. When you say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she just be kind of in the back. Like, what you back there doing, girl? What you doing?
She don't be in no pictures.
Okay, for real. Woo! Okay, y'all, so thank you so much, Dr. Ralph, for calling in and appreciate the love. You know, they dropped in. Let us know how they felt. You know how to call in.
He said, no problem.
Still waiting for you to call me back, Shaka. I'm not playing with you. You playing phone tag with me.
I'll call you tonight.
I'll be done at 10. Yeah, call me after the show.
Okay. I got
you. All right, peace and love, brother.
All right, peace and love,
sir. All right, so we have Erica 484. Erica 484, you're live on the Diamonds Radio Show. What do you want to add to our conversation?
Peace, Queen Diamond. This is Brother Corey just calling in to listen to the show and provide some opinions and my stance on polygamy as well. Definitely enjoy what you're talking about and look forward to building with everybody on the call. Peace to all.
Peace. Peace to y'all in the chat room. Y'all just dropped in on me. Peace, Juno. Peace, King Rob, bro, Polite the legend. He ain't no brother of mine. I don't like the homie. We can have a conversation on that one later. But tonight's topic is polygamy. I want to know how y'all feel about polygamy. I mean, this is not something that is even of importance to me. Like I said, I care more and I would much rather want to talk about homosexuality within the Black community than polygamy. But I give y'all what y'all asked for, and y'all want me to talk about polygamy. So I pretty much gave y'all my opinion. I don't give a damn. It's not something of interest to me. I feel as if it's never going to be something that's going to be necessary, you know, within the near future at least. If it does, I mean, we'll deal with that when we get there. But what's pressing right now is not polygamy. What is about polygamy that pisses me off is, like I was saying earlier, these motherfuckers is on the internet trying to hoe and pimp out they little wives to get more sister wives. And then when I look at these young women's ages, I just be like, what? And I mean, I've even gotten, hit up on some, you know, from women. Like, women have tried to, like, women are so sneaky. This one girl, she was talking to me for a while. she was like, well, you know, let's FaceTime, sis. Let's get to know each other. And I'm like, okay, cool, we're going to build. Because y'all know I love women, and I'm trying to build women, but me and women don't get along. Don't really know why, but we don't get along all the time. So I'm like, cool, finally got a woman. She's my age, too. Cool. I didn't really ever look at her Facebook, didn't really look into her life. I did not know she had a man and she already had a sister wife. I didn't know these things. I really didn't. So we're talking, and the whole conversation is just fucking weird. We're not going to get into what was said. But it was just really, really weird. And I say that to say, you know, she was trying to low-key trick me into, first, trying to figure out who I was, get to know me, build a relationship. Then she was trying to establish some type of credibility that polygamy was natural and it was necessary. And then from there, you know, my third eye's open, like, I peeked game. Like, look here, sweetheart, I don't roll that way. I don't want you and I don't want your man, and I don't want to be in this little polygamous type of relationship. This is not me. But I see that happen a lot, and I've heard other women tell me the same thing. Yeah, I heard some man, you know, sister wife try me, and then I had the other sister wife come for me. That's weird. So that's my thing. Stop pimping them out to go find other people. That's immature. Like, stick with your people. Like, if a girl wants you and she want to be part of you, then she gonna tell you. Like, fuck, y'all are weird. But like I said, if it's gonna be something that people are gonna be a part of, then, you know, let's be about that. Then let's go. But y'all aren't going to be about it because people are mature enough and able to respect. And like I said, it's not normal for us. And we were not prepared to live this type of lifestyle. And I don't have time for that. Like, I'm good, you know what I mean? If we are going to do polygamy, then I need three husbands. That's just off top. That's just off top. I need three because, nope, you don't – I'm sorry – same reason why you would say a man would need three wives would be the same reason why I said I would need three husbands. Then we're building. We're building an empire.
Hey, no, Queen Diamond, if I may interject, if you allow.
Go ahead.
You know, and that's the thing, you know, in regards to polygamy, that is something that has been conditioned into our culture, into our heritage and our ancestors. That's something that they practiced for hundreds and thousands of years. You know, unfortunately, I mean, that's my stance on it. I'm not knocking anybody that does partake in polygamy. I mean, to each his own. And I'd rather have, like the brother that was speaking before me, I'd rather have one individual that has multiple personalities, and I can deal with that. That's multiple wives for me. One day she'll flip on me, one day she loves me, one day she wants to cut me because I didn't put my socks in the basket. You know, I'd rather have that. But, you know, we have to take into consideration that, you know, that is something that has been passed on from generation to generation in regards to our ancestors and to our fellow brothers and sisters over in the motherland, you know. So we have to look at it like that, and it's going to be difficult for us to break a wall. It's going to be difficult for some, excuse me, let me rephrase that, for them to break away from it if that's all they know. You know, it's the same thing in regards to certain religions, you know, individuals that follow Christianity. You know, it's something that's been passed on from generation to generation. So they're going to pass it on from generation to generation as well. And you have to try to open their eyes to see, you know, if you have a different stance on polygamy. Because, again, some individuals are for it and some individuals are against it. But we have to look at the root of it and where it originates. You know, but it's going to be difficult in regards to having a mental to deal with multiple queens, multiple women in general, and being able to appease all of them to a degree. You know, you have to make sure, and me personally, I would feel like, damn, I'm cheating, and I'm not cheating. And so I'm telling a lie to another individual that's living in my household, with another individual that's living in my household, to another individual that's living in my household, regardless how many wives you may have. You know, that's going to be difficult to maintain. In my opinion, there are some that may be able to juggle that, for lack of a better word. But I just don't think I can do that. I guess I've been, I don't want to say Europeanized or Westernized, but I guess this one woman, one man, you know, perspective for me, you know, because I can't give my energy to another individual if I'm saying that I love this individual. And granted, I know there are individuals that state that, oh, I can love this person and I love that person too. You know, I love them both. But at the same token, there's one thing that one of those individuals, or both of them respectively, are providing for you that the other is not providing for you. You know, so it's difficult to state that, oh, damn, like, I can just love them both and it's going to be okay. And but I think that a lot of individuals, well, I can't say a lot because that would be invalid and it's not holding any type of weight. But I think a lot of individuals are doing it in regards to the physical stature, in regards to they're trying to gain some type of having sex, basically, for lack of a better statement. Again, just want to have sex with multiple individuals. You know, certain men, they feel as though they have to conquer all, you know, conquer all women and be intimate with all. You know, and granted, I can't sit here and say that I'm better than the next individual. When I was younger, I was the same way. That was something that was appeasing to individuals because it's a pleasure. It's something that we do to gain pleasure or some type of release. You know, but as you become more mature and your eyes open, all three of them, and you start to look at things differently in a different perspective, you tend to realize that, you know, that's energy that you're sharing with another individual. And if you're just doing it for just certain reasons where you just want to gain some type of release or sow your royal oats, you know, it's what's the pleasure in that? Because I'm quite sure that any man or woman, and no disrespect to anybody on the call, can bust a nut anywhere. You know, but what are you gaining from that? What happens after that? You know, if that's your drive in life, you know, I'm just trying to have sex with multiple women endlessly, then what are you gaining from that? And I yield, but that's just my stance on that.
Okay, cool. Okay, so in the chat room, y'all are funny in the chat room. I feel you're coming from, Corey. A lot of people would feel the same way. It really is about sex for the most part. It has nothing to do with, you know, ensuring a financial increase within, you know, the relationships or whatever. But like I say, to each their own. I mean, I would never be about it, but if we are going to talk about it, we are going to talk about what if. I need three. I have so many ideas and so many things I have I would need to do in life. I would need three in order for all that to happen if we're going to talk about it being financially increasing and not having any love, you know, being involved in it. Because, again, that to me, polygamy is a business relationship. You can love people that you work with. You love your coworkers. You can love your boss. You feel me? So in my opinion, polygamy is more of a business thing. You know, the whole monogamous thing is more of a, you know, really a love. Because when you really do love somebody, you don't want to share the person. And you also don't want to have to, you know, divide that love up with anybody else. But that's if you're really, truly looking for love. But a lot of people use the cover up as it being business-wise. And my thing is, if that's the case, then you would be financially taken care of, you know, but you got three wives and you're still struggling, and it's been 5+ years. Like, what have you been building this whole time? Nothing, you know. King Ram the Charm says polygamy is simply a strategic form of familyhood that is to be utilized during war when the male population is severely low to repair a nation, hence the term nation building. Definitely, I agree. That's what we were talking about in the very beginning of the show when we were talking about, you know, what is the purpose of it. That right there is one of the purpose. Juno, here you go. Juno said that's role reversal diamonds. For you to have three husbands, then you would have to play his position while he plays your position. King Ross said, two fly, get your logic, but three men can't impregnate at the same time. Y'all are so annoying. I'm not even being serious. I'm just, like, being half serious. I'm just saying. If the whole community gets behind polygamous relationships, then I need me three husbands because I'm unique and I'm rare. Not everyone could deal with that. Maybe I can. We'll figure it out if we ever get there. But I highly doubt that's going to be something. We can't even stop this fucking homosexuality within the black community. You think we got time to deal with polygamous relationships? Like I said, we're already in polygamous relationships right now. We out here fucking multiple people at the same time. We out here getting multiple people impregnated at the same time and still trying to take care of them and the child and anything else you need to do. So, I mean, y'all just not, I mean, exactly, Rob. Black people are not socially and culturally mature enough for polygamy right now, not at all. Because, like I said, it would be more so a business deal. Like, that's, polygamous to me is a business deal. It's because you need to do it. But I feel as if you have the choice, like, I feel like we have the choice today in today's society, then I'm not with it. I'm selfish. I need my man to myself, and I can be all the woman he needs. And if he's not satisfied, then deuces, because I can find someone else who will be satisfied. So, that being said, anybody got time for that, but y'all want to talk about it. So, the topic is here. So, y'all can listen back to the video, listen back to the radio show. I mean, listen back to the video, watch the YouTube again. That's funny. And yeah, so we got, I think this is Bam, caller from 585. Did you want to add anything to our conversation? Caller 585. I think it's Bam. And your phone might be muted.
Peace, was good.
Peace, Bam. What do you want to add to our conversation?
I just wanted to talk some shit.
it's okay. It's Spicy Friday. Phone. Friday. It's okay.
Yeah, something wrong with my phone and stuff. But, yeah, you know, like, besides, like, the black community, in regards to polygamy, you know, like, animals be polygamous, too, so they say. Like, bees, when a bee die, you know what I'm saying? And even if they don't die, they all working for, like, the honey bee, the queen bee.
Working for one queen. You know how many men get up inside that one queen? I'm just saying.
Shit, I don't know. And then, you know.
A lot.
different animals, you know, birds. Shit, you know what I'm saying? They got to fill that they got to make that nest for their offspring, you know. Elephants, they so called polygamous. They fight to see who's gonna lead the pack, who's gonna be the man of the herd. You know, it's a bunch of polygamous relationships.
Oh yeah, they're all out here, and they don't even know it. That's the funny part about it. They pretending like they don't even know they're in a polygamous relationship. Like, you do know your man got, like, multiple women he's taking care of, and he's fucking while he come back and fuck you. Sometimes some of these men so nasty, they don't need to wash themselves. I'm just saying.
Wouldn't be like, let me smell your balls. Let me smell your dick. That shit funny.
That's extra. Women, if you have to ask your man, let me smell your balls, you don't need to be with him.
Oh, nah. If you don't trust him financially, you don't need to be with him.
You got to start asking these men what their credit is, what their credit looking like. Bro, what's your credit looking like?
Yeah, ask them about their credentials. Show me your credentials.
Can you help me open up a nonprofit organization or nah?
Because, I mean, like,
nah, but for real,
they don't even know about polygamy.
Huh?
They know about pimping. I said, men don't even know about polygamy. They don't know, they don't even, never even heard of that word. They know about pimping. That's what it is. They pimping. They ain't in no polygamous relationship. That's bullshit.
No, that's real. This is why I be trying to tell y'all women. That's why I be trying to tell y'all men. Women do shit for the likes of men. They get cute, do their hair, just for the likes of men to impress the men they don't have, you know. So that's why they're out here hoeing and stripping and stuff, because the men is basically telling them, it's okay, you can be about this life, and I'm going to accept you regardless, because, you know, I'm just, forget it. But at some point in time, you have to start putting your future kids, or if you already have kids, in that same light of these young women. Would you be okay for your daughter to do that? Would you be okay with your daughter being a man like yourself? Half of y'all would say, hell fucking no. And half of y'all need to ask me by these real men out here, the real kings, because y'all out here playing a dangerous fucking game. And karma don't just come back on you, brothers. It come back on your kid, okay?
Yeah, I mean, like, this conversation is overwhelming. It's like 100 thoughts at once. You know what I'm saying? Just thinking about it. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. King Solomon, for all these Jesus-believing as, you know, Christian lovers or whatever. King Solomon, they say so-called Pharaoh Solomon had 1,000 wives. Come on now. And I heard one of those great Egyptian deities, those black Egyptian deities, had many women. So, I mean, like...
I mean, the way that I look at everything
do you believe
is...
That?
If
you're Christian, do you believe with that, King Solomon? Do you believe believe in King Solomon?
And brother and Queen Diamond, if I may interject, you know, and I'm definitely agreeing with you, brother. I mean, I'm not trying to discredit what you're saying in regards to that because, you know, they say he was one of the greatest kings that ever lived.
Come on,
man. You know, built monuments.
And he was a pharaoh.
You know, exactly, a pharaoh. You know, I mean, that's the Egyptian word and the European word, but we won't play semantics with that word. But, you know, how can you sit here, you dig me, you know, but how can we sit here and state that this is the individual that is, for lack of a better statement, holier than thou, and he had over 1,000 wives, you know what I mean? I mean, I don't know how individuals can sit here and follow that. I won't play the politics of religion, I mean, because I'm not trying to knock anybody. I mean, teach his own. Hopefully your third eye opens, we'll keep the light on, and hopefully you'll come home and see what it is, for what it is.
Right,
they
just talk about the silver and gold.
You
don't talk about the pimps and the hoes.
Exactly,
you
and
know,
as
whatever
we
you
all
want to
know,
call
though,
it.
Well, I can't say as we all know, but we know that pimping and prostitution is one of the oldest professions in the world. In the world, so you know they utilize.
That's what the real niggas tell.
Definitely, our weakness is our women. You know, so I mean, we have to look at it from that perspective, but we also have to take into consideration that. You know, Greeks, they were also very, very polygamous within their time frame. You know, they were one of the first, you know, India as well, Polynesia as well. They all partook in polygamy.
Yeah, that
and I'm
one
quite
king,
sure
one
this,
queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that
I'm
that
quite
one
sure
king,
this,
one. Go ahead.
Everything that we have been conditioned to learn has been passed on to us from invasion. You know, and there's a lot of individuals
that
say, you know, that was an African tradition. And if it was, I mean, I can't speak too intelligent because I'm not well-versed in polygamy. I'm not. But I will say that I can see that, oh, but this is brought to us from certain other individuals, but maybe it wasn't. But at the same token, you know, it's like, well, we have to see the logic in it. Like, how can you juggle this many women? But then again, looking at our times now, and I'm not no saint. I used to juggle women at the same time, but it's not an easy task. You dig? Like,
right. How
can I make sure that I'm pleasing? Nah, Monday. You're Monday. You're not Monday. Why are you calling me today? You're Tuesday. You feel me? And so, you know, and that's the way I approach it. And once you have, and I'm speaking from my perspective, once you have a daughter, I have a daughter that's about to be 19 in a couple of days. It's like, damn, do you want anybody doing your daughter like that? And making her have to feel as though that she has to wait until she can deal with her king or to her husband. Like, nah, that's not going to rock me. And that's why I don't necessarily partake. Well, I don't partake in polygamy because my daughter's a queen and she's the only one that's going to be for you. And so, you know what I mean? But again, I'm not knocking. I have two dudes that I deal with on a daily that they have multiple wives. Granted, they're from Africa, and, you know, that's the culture, the tradition, you know, but I just can't see that happening on my end. Like, nah, it's not going to rock.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking
right.
In perspective of my daughter.
I'm with you, Corey. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Nah, I mean, but again, I'm not knocking them. I mean, that's you. I mean, if there's individuals that want to partake in it, you know, and that's what they feel as though, like, they're okay with it, hey, do you. I'm happy for you. You know, and the same thing I say in regards to, like certain individuals, you want to deal with white people and love white girls, that's you. Not me, though. Don't expect me to agree with it. I love nothing but black women, nothing but black people. That's it. I'm not messing with you like that. I'm cordial at all times. But I definitely will stand up and let you know when you ask me, oh, so how do you feel about this? I don't fuck with it. I don't mess with white people.
Huh.
Yeah, I see them all the time. I'm cordial, but I don't agree with it. I don't mess with it. That's your lifestyle. I can't change your lifestyle on how you want to interact with individuals. That's you. but me, I have the control and destiny over that. And the same thing, like I allow my seeds, I got twins. They're both about to be 19 in a couple of days. I allow them to be free thinkers. I don't try to persuade them. I want them to open up to the bullshit in the world that is going on their own. I don't want it to be forced. I want them to just be like, I'll give you a little gem here and there. Like, yo, look at this. Boom. But at the same time, I want you to see it on your own. I don't want it to be forced. Because if it's forced, like I'm living through you vicariously. You're only living through me vicariously. At the same token, like, damn, my dad put me onto this. Now I want you to see the bullshit for what it is. And excuse my language. But I want you to see it on your own.
Perfectly
you know, I want you to awaken. I want you to awaken on your own. Because granted, yeah, there's people that show me certain things, but I want you to be like, damn, you know what? I see it now. I see it now. Because I'm giving you all this information, but I'm just trying to point you in the right direction. I'm not going to teach you everything. I want you to see it.
Okay.
Not you.
You're okay. I feel you. Like you say, you know, if it's up, if you say, if you want to do it, that's up to you. You do you, okay? But I'm not with it. Melanie, did you want to add anything? I know you on the line still. Your mic is open. If you want to add anything, if not, it's okay. Okay. No? All right. So if you guys just tuning in, we got about 30 minutes. We got about 30 minutes left. We're talking about polygamy, you know, and in the beginning, I explained what polygamy was. You know, it's the practice of having multiple spouses. We got polygamy and polyandry, and that is, you know, if you want to have multiple wives, or you want to have multiple husbands, you know. But like I said, if, you know, it's not something that we are used to. It's not something that we grow up to be about. It's not something that's natural. But if you're about that life, I mean, that's cool. But I just don't feel like if you need to be shoving it down other people's, you know, throats. If they're not about that life, then let them come to it on their own. Just like when you're trying to teach people new information, you're trying to wake folks up. You like Brother Corey just said, you want folks to come to that understanding on their own, how it's a fucked up society in the world, so they know how to go about researching it and coming to their own conclusion. You know, but I don't think it's fair for a lot of you brothers, especially, and a lot of the brothers' women, to be out here trying to set them up, okay? Let these young girls do what they want to do. Let them come to your religion or come to your understanding on their own. These young women are very impressionable, young men too, but young women are way more impressionable when you add a fine-ass man in it, okay? Just keeping them 100. So leave my women alone. Let them decide if they want to be about their life on their own. We don't need y'all help. Okay, so is anyone else want to add anything? Because if not, I'm going to end the show. Anyone know? Oh, perfect.
No.
All right, well, perfect. It works out perfect for me. I can roll my blunt in peace and have a great rest of my night. So when will I be back? What's today? Friday? Today's Friday. So I will see all of you guys on Monday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. What's the topic? I don't know, but it's Madness Monday. Everything in the news and media that's hot, I will be talking about it. Please, 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 please look up the stories on my blog and on my social media site about DeLondre Minfield and Akil Dinkins. Okay, these are two young black men that just recently was shot. 28th and the 29th, okay? One was in Virginia, one was in North Carolina. And we need more folks to get the word out there about this information. Rest in power, definitely. I mean, everyone always complains. We need our own news media. I'm tired of Facebook. Well, why didn't we hear about this? Well, Two Fly is giving y'all the news on a fucking daily, okay? Y'all better pay fucking attention before, you know, before my time is up and my mission on Earth is done and y'all not gonna have me here no more. I'm just fucking saying, okay? It's just fucking true. Pay attention when we try to teach you something. I did two shows, one on the Panther Party and one on my station regarding these two young men. Please look it up and share this information. We need to get justice for these young men, and we need to find out what really happened because we know these feds out here, they just be lying to us, and they already lying, okay?
Yep.
And check out my new show on In the Black Radio every Thursday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, which is 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Check out my show on the Panther Party Network as well every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and then check me out here almost every night, either at 8 or 9 o'clock. It just depends. Every day is different. Does anyone want to say anything before we end the show?
Yeah. How old were those young men?
One was 20, the other was 24.
Yeah, that's fucked up. You know, they're always attacking the soldiers, the young, the strong, the bucks.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like I was saying on my show yesterday, we've seen in the media a lot how they're attacking black men especially, but just recently have they been putting in light how they're attacking the black women and how they're trying to basically say we killed ourselves. You know, we're dying in cells.
Yep.
Left and right, you feel me, and we're not getting justice. So the attack is on all of us, all ages, of all skin tones, of all backgrounds.
I agree with that.
Be mindful out here, black people. Don't wait till shit happens in your city, but at the same time, just understand, if it happens in your city, that means it's time for your city to rise the fuck up. Because when black men and black women out here die in people's cities, and those people in those cities know and love those individuals, that is how you get the revolution fucking started. You got to get people mad enough. You got to get them angry. They have to hate the white man and hate religion and become some type of quote-unquote atheist before they can come into this real understanding that most of us have. That's not everyone's journey, but for the most part, that's what I've noticed is people's journey. So be mindful of that. Rest in power to people, you know, the folks out here. And, I mean, I love you all. I will see you all tomorrow on In the Black Radio. I don't know what time, but check it out. I'll be co-hosting that show tomorrow, and then I'll see you guys on Monday at 8 p.m. Madness Monday. Peace and love.
One more point.
I'm going to leave y'all. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It was a 16-year-old, too, I heard, in Utah or something. Damn pig, you know.
Yeah, I figured that, too.
I'm like, come on now, where's the crowd for that? Where was the conversation for that at?
I don't know, but I'm going to look into that, and I will make sure I do a blog on it. And there's also a man, Gregory Gunn.
Yeah, it's Gregory Gunn.
It was Gregory Gunn, died last week. That the blog post I blogged, so that's the end of the night. I'll make sure both of us are posted. So y'all look into these people. I mean, we can't rely on Facebook to tell us the information, and the news media is only going to tell certain people to prove a point. You know, so
yeah,
just know that.
Quentin.
And I will see you guys all again, like I said, on Monday. I'm going to leave y'all with Drake Drizzy, because I be having to let them us women out here, you know, the man don't respect your hustle. He not trying to help you do what you're doing. You don't need that man, okay? So we're going to listen to 305 in My City by Drake. And I'll see you guys all on Monday. Peace and love.
Peace and
love. Jaguar. Your roommate got credit. 12 months on a lease, that's a come up, baby. Don't you ever forget it. Connections are heavy. Every real nigga, they fuck with you. Nails chipped out in diamonds, you sparkle, but fuck, man, that spark ain't enough for you. 305 to my city. I get it, I get it. I get it, I get it. I swear that I get it, I get it, I get it. We did it, we did it. We did it, we did it. We so far from finish, I brought you right back just so we can relive it. I get it, I get it. I get it, I get it. Your hustle don't ever go unnoticed, baby. I'm with you, I'm with it. I get it, I get it. I get it, I get it. Get it, I get it. Tonight was your night. Go get you some lobsters and shrimp. You smarter, you know it. I get it, I get it. You outdo these pimps. I hope you don't fall. That's you on the top of the ceiling. Don't you ever forget about your story. I get it, you did it, you did it. Got a link on the champagne. Your best friend is bartending. Your parents saying that's another phase in your life. They can't wait until it's all finished. Shine on them hoes. Let them know that you run shit. I get it, I get it. I'm working too hard, let's get into some fun shit. 281 to my city. Heard you had trouble at customs. Your girl got a DUI, I'll make the calls to get y'all through customs. Tell your best friend, girl, get your paperwork right.